This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment podcast, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose.
Welcome to the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. Now, while poetry and prose provide the backdrop, I use this space to share my perspective, to share a thought as we reflect on the moments that life affords. Moments are all we'll get in this lifetime, a moment here and a moment there. We'd love to hear of one recent moment in your life that reminded you of God's presence. Share that with us. I am Shaunan Graham, poet, author, speaker, and host of The Jam Pod. I am truly humbled that God sees fit to choose me every day. My prayer is that whatever is shared in this space connects with something on the inside of you so that you may be enlightened, you may be encouraged and empowered to walk fully now in the moments that God sends your way. I want to take this opportunity to remind you that Just a Moment in Prayer, Communion and Conversations is coming up on Saturday, September 27th. Now, we have made some changes. It will now be hosted on Zoom so that it can be more interactive and in line with our theme of communion and conversations. Now, it will still be held on the fourth Saturdays of every month, but I want you to note the new time. It's gonna be 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., and that is Eastern Standard Time, just 1 hour. Yes, just a moment to wind down in God's Word and in prayer. Now, Matthew 18:20 reminds us, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst." That is what Jesus said to us in his word. So we want to gather. So let us know if you plan to join us on Zoom. Just drop a prayer emoji in the comments of this episode, right? I would love to know who will be there on Saturday, September 27th, to gather and to petition God's throne. Now, we are not endeavoring to do something new, not at all. It's simple. We are called to pray and to get into the Word. And I pray you have been tuning in to Bible 101 FM. Don't be caught off guard by what's happening in this world today. Let's gather and let's pray. As we approach the close of season 2, we're coming up to that point, I wanted to share a two-part reflection, revisiting some of the poems that have carried us through both seasons 1 and 2. And so the title for this two-part reflection is Just a Moment in Poetry. Just a Moment in Poetry. I pray as I share these poems, it sparks something on the inside of you. I pray that you're touched to move. You're touched to just remember God's mercy, God's love, and God's grace, and be encouraged. Be enlightened. Walk in the love of Christ. The first poem that I'll be sharing is called Down But Not Out. And think about that for a moment. Down but not out. Don't count me out of the race. Down but not out. To think I would allow you to throw me to the ground when I had already searched and peace within had found. I've been smiling from the beginning, and I'll smile straight to the end. I'd be stupid just because of you. My smile might fade again. A time to be up and a time to be down, but being down is not a shame. Oh, I've made my move and I've gotten up, and I've kept going just the same. What shall be will be, for that I have no control, and I have not forgotten the things that I've been told. I've made peace with myself. My shortfalls, I've realized. That is why I'll forever say, oh, give God thanks for a new day. Down, but not out. Don't count me out of that race. Life may knock you down, but what? You get up. You get up, down, but not out. Do you remember a time when you were knocked down and they tried to count you out? But you got up. You got up because you recognize who you are. God's gift. You were His gift. Think about that. His gift. A cracked, broken vessel, scarred, marred, but still fit for use for the Master's kingdom. A grain of sand hidden inside of this muscle, waiting to be released as a beautiful pearl that will enlighten and brighten someone's world. A gift so beautiful, genuine and rare, filled with the richness of the Father's love. Am I a deserving recipient? Will I pasture these seeds and harvest the returns? To build up and not tear down, to give and not to take, to share unconditionally, yet chosen. Tell the story that would enlighten the hearts of those that would hear and cause them to beat to the sound of His rhythm. Am I better than the next man or woman, all created in His image? Though sometimes wearing the scars of life, still embracing this joy with an eagerness to deliver this, His gift, sometimes wrapped in the cloth of fear. Yet, carefully embracing it so that it will not be tarnished by the ebb and flow of life, or the seasons that hinge on the precipice of the past, or the incline of the future, but nurturing what is now, His gift, today, tomorrow, and always, His gift, His gift. Are you willing to walk in God's gift? Are you willing to utilize that which God has blessed you with? Will you share it with the world? Will you brighten someone's world? His gift. His gift. This poem that I will be sharing, Love So Dare, Love So Divine, I pray you wonder for just a moment of God's love to you and me, to all of us. A love so dear, a love so divine. A love so dear, a love so divine, that brought heaven down to us, mankind. A love so rich, a love so free, one that shines beyond degrees. Have you ever wondered just what it took to stay there on the cross? Have you ever wondered just what it felt like to be rejected by the Lord? There is no comparison that one could ever make. It lacks comprehension what it would really take. We could think double twice and still not make that sacrifice. A love so gracious, a love so kind, daily it baffles the mind. Faults didn't matter. God beckons us to leave everything at His altar. Come as you are, naked, wretched, and poor. God's grace ever sufficient. He's always giving more. Your sins He'll erase. He'll make you brand new. Remember, He gave His Son just for me and for you. A love beyond measure, no borders can contain. God's love outweighs life's greatest pain and shame. His hand extended, He welcomes us in. We will just have to walk away from a life of sin. A love so dear, a love divine, that brought heaven down to us, mankind. A love so rich, a love so free, one that extends beyond all degrees. A love so dear, a love divine, that brought heaven down to us, mankind. Can you ponder on such a love in this moment? A love that surpassed time, a love that can never be measured. Love so dear, a love divine, that brought heaven down to us, mankind.
If you're tuning in for the very first time, welcome to the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod. I pray that you find value in what is shared in this space and that my thoughts connect to your heart. New episodes are available every Tuesday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever podcasts are available. YouTube, RSS, Amazon, Audible, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, check out the Just a Moment podcast. If you have already subscribed, thank you for doing so. If you have not yet, I implore you to go ahead and subscribe and hit that notification bell while you're there so you will know once the new episodes become available. I want you to let me know in the comments how these episodes have encouraged you so far. Which past reflection or poem has stayed with you the most this season, or even back in season one? Let me know. Share your thoughts. Share your perspective. I would love to chit-chat with you. The next poem that I'll be sharing, it's titled In a Moment of Time. And I pray this poem sparks something on the inside of you. And that may be just thought. I want you to think on the words and recognize what we're encountering in this season and how life can change in a moment. This poem was actually written during COVID, the realities of COVID-19, as that hit us back in 2020. And In a Moment of Time is on page 145 of my book, Be Inspired Again, page 145. In a moment of time, we know things can change. The new way has come, the old rearranged. Who knows about tomorrow and what it will bring? Who knows? Like Maya asked, while the caged bird sings. Time, gone so swiftly, never to return. We can't go back and fix yesterday, so today we shouldn't burn. In a moment of mess, a message is born. From the stillness emerge, though sometimes battered and torn. In a moment of time, the test gone away. God's grace and His favor has kept us along the way. In a moment of time, in a moment of time, yes, things can change. The new way has come, the old rearranged. Think about that as we see what's going on in the world today. As we see what's going on in our lives, we know things can change. The new way has come, whether we like it or not. The old ways rearranged. We don't do things the way we used to. Think about that. Yes, in a moment of time. I am gonna jump into the other poem. What if God? Questions. What if God? What if? And I hope this sparks conversation. What if God never gave His Son's life for mine? What if I had to pay for my sins every time? My burdens to bear? I'd live in defeat. I'd die in my sins, and to whom could I retreat? A life that is lived in utter despair, not even realizing God's hand is near. But with His unending love and His outstretched arms, He welcomes me in from danger and harm. God giveth His grace, even when we don't deserve it. He leave the 99, and for the one He will not quit. From His treasure of mercy, His storehouse of grace, He calls us daily to
ever seek his face. A God that gives, even when we are wrong. He cleanses our unrighteousness, for to him we belong. The Master, the Creator, the Sovereign King, seek him, my brethren, to him only do cling. Come sup at his table, lay your head on his breast. He will grant you peace and even sweet rest. Undeniable joy, knowing he's right there. And also realizing that for his children, he cares. The God who gave his son's life for mine and forgives my sins so many times. In gratitude, I raise my voice to him each day. I will choose to be thankful as I travel this way. Oh, give thanks unto God for his wondrous love and his blessings. His blessings each day he sends from above. A love kind and true, everlasting and pure, that for our sins the cross his son endured. No boundaries, no distance. His hands cannot reach. His boundless care he gives unto each. Come as you are, he says, give me your heart. I will restore you, but we can't do it apart. Let's thank the Lord for mercy and his non-ending grace. Be grateful. He allows us to ever seek his face. Not his will that we perish or die in our sins. He is ready to cleanse us without and within. Hold steadfast and sure to the truth that you know. His mercy and favor each day our God bestows. No limit to his love, no end to his grace. Whatever your state, whatever your place. And so with a heart of thanksgiving and a mouth filled with praise, we exalt the name of God as our voices we raise. What if God never gave his son's life for mine? Have you thought about that recently? Ponder on that this week. What if God never gave his son's life for mine? What if I had to pay for my sins every time? My burdens to bear, I'd live in defeat. I'd die in my sins. And to whom could I retreat? Food for thought. Think about that. Think about that.
And after we recognize God's gift to us, we have to get into the posture of thanksgiving. And so the next poem is titled, It's Thanksgiving Time. And this is from the SNG collection. It's Thanksgiving Time. I'm sitting at the table with my Lord to dine. He's provided my meal, oh yes, every single time. His storehouse of delicacies has never run dry. I alone can't deplete it, even if I try. Of what will I partake on this go-round? My choices are plenty, none I've ever found. I looked on in awe as if it's the first time I'm here. My excitement bubbles over, anticipation draws near. What will I try? I wondered out loud. I examined each table as I walked through the crowd. I had access to everything that was in the room, and only because I was with the bridegroom. There were blessings, forgiveness, favor and grace. I wasn't ashamed. Excitement shone on my face. I wondered how much of each I could take. My Lord said, "Don't worry, these we always make." I packed on my plate joy, peace, and love. Each time we took, God replenished from above. Nothing ran out the entire time. Much laughter we shared, my Lord and I, as we dined. I thanked my Lord, so glad he chose me. He looked beyond my faults and really saw my needs. My rags didn't matter. He called me to dine, to sup at his table, knowing all would be fine. Were it not for grace, I wouldn't be here. The life I lived, not worthy. My Lord did not seem to care. His hand he extended. He allowed me to take hold, and a grateful soul rejoices, realizing he's prepared for me a home. So much to be thankful for. For as we survey everything around us, we wouldn't be here. But for the Lord, he saw fit to keep us, to bless us, and sustain us. So let's find in every season no reason to complain. But in every season, let us give thanks. It's Thanksgiving time. Yes, we have reasons to stop and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to the supper. Thank you for inviting me to the table. It's Thanksgiving time. Which of these poems spoke most deeply to you and why? Let me ask you this question. Do you write your own poetry, your prayers, or your reflections? I would love for you to share a line or thought in the comments. And I'd love to highlight some of your words in a future episode. Now, some of these poems will be in my upcoming book of poetry, and the others can be found in Be Inspired Again, Poems, Prose, Praise, and Prayers. The Just a Moment in Prayer 31-Day Prayer Journal ebook is dropping this month. This journal is actually designed to guide you through a month of focused reflection with a daily scripture for meditation, a written prayer to help frame your thoughts, and a prompt inviting you to respond and record your own reflections. And starting October 1st, we'll begin the 31-day prayer challenge. I want you to keep that in mind. We'll be walking through the journal together as a community. Please let us know with a prayer emoji in the comment of this episode if you will be joining us for this prayer challenge. Let us know if you are in. We will meet again next week, same place, same time. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell. Visit my websites, seanandgraham.net and justamoment.live. Moments that are gone never come back. Missed moments can never be recaptured. So take a hold of the moments life sends your way. I'm determined to walk in mine, and I pray that you are determined to walk in yours too. And don't forget, put God first in all that you do. Be good to yourself and be true to who you are. Be true to who God created you to be
and become.
Today we reflected on just a few of the poems from the journey so far, but we are not done. Not at all. Next week in season 2, episode 12, Just a Moment in Prayer, part 2, will continue with the next set of reflections. I am beautiful. Don't suppress them. Use them. You were here before we got here. It was time. Liberty bells are ringing. And just a moment. I can't wait to share those poems with you. I am Sean N. Graham, your host of the Just a Moment podcast, The Jam Pod. See you next week.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam.